The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
One of the interesting reference points for mindfulness practice is the distance or the obstructions we have from being present for what's here and now. And it's interesting to look at your, if you happen to be pulled into the world of your thoughts, thinking about the past, the future, or fantasy or something, and especially if it's particularly good, but doesn't have to be that good, you're pulled into that world, is when you notice that, take a moment to notice how it creates distance between the actual world here, your actual experience of breathing, being in your body, doing the stepping as you walk, and get a sense of how when you shift and hopefully shift into the present moment to be mindful here, and to be mindful of something specific, to be mindful of your feet on the ground, the sensations of your body, what you see here, you know, sometimes seeing is a good exercise for what I'm talking about, and how now you feel that obscuration or that distance that being caught up in thought creates is not there. It's kind of like been cleared away a little bit, perhaps. And to begin to appreciate or see or understand this aspect of distancing, or this aspect of obscuring that thinking does. Distancing from the present lived experience, obscuring ourselves so we're not really connected here to what's here. That can be a very helpful to get a sense of that and understand that, because as you get a sense of that, you get a sense that this is not so valuable. It's kind of, you're now in a virtual reality world. It's kind of in an imaginary world. And also you get a sense that you're not connected, and it's actually richer and more valuable to be grounded, to be connected, to be here, alive, and not kind of lost in a very personal world that takes you away from being connected in a personal way to this world that we're here. So to summarize what I'm saying is, when you find yourself drifting off really strongly into thought, notice how that has created a sense of distance from the world that you're here and now, or obscuration. You're not really here in some vivid, clear way. And sometimes it can be quite dramatic, where you actually literally can hardly see what goes on around you, or hear what's going around you, because you're so absorbed in some wonderful fantasy, or horrible fantasy, or wonderfully involved, strongly involved in some preoccupation of the mind. And the more you understand how this works, probably the easier it will be when you meditate to really be here, to not do that when you meditate. So I hope that is helpful today. Thank you.